Welcome to I Don't Need That Yet, the podcast where we explore the journey of families navigating the delicate balance of caring for a loved one who needs support. I'm your host, Lisa, a seasoned nurse with over 20 years of experience specializing in elder care and caregiving. Through my years of practice, I've witnessed the challenges, the triumphs, and poignant moments that come with supporting aging loved ones. In each episode, we'll dive into candid conversations with experts, caregivers, and families, shedding light on the complexities of aging, the healthcare system, and the emotional journey of caregiving. Whether you're facing difficult decisions about long-term care options, advice on navigating healthcare bureaucracies, or simply looking for a supportive community to lean on, I Don't Need That Yet is here to provide insight, empathy, and practical guidance. Join me as we embark on this compassionate journey together, because even if we think we don't need it yet, understanding and preparing for the challenges of caregiving can make all the difference when the time comes. Thank you for tuning in to I Don't Need That Yet, and let's navigate this journey of care and caregiving with compassion and grace. Your grandpa falls at home. You find him. He ends up in the hospital. He's fractured his hip. You're just grateful he didn't get killed. As he's there in the hospital, they let you know that he could go to a skilled rehab and then go home. In just a few weeks, they reassure you he should go back to where this all began and he could take care of himself. Maybe a physician or a social worker, maybe even a therapist, physical therapist, said that he might need a little more care than staying home, and the thought certainly crosses your mind. But how do you convince your stubborn grandpa that maybe it's time to look at care? My name's Lisa Doyle. I see this kind of a situation, scenario, on a daily basis. It's a tough conversation to have. What can we do to have this conversation with the people we love when it's time for them to get care? What I usually recommend is that we start with the basic concept of gathering information. Let's choose the right time, place, and make sure we have all the facts. Grandpa, when I sat there with you, I found you down. That was really scary. Those concerns are really important. They need to know what it's like for you. Often when someone's been living with a condition that's maybe the result of a medical condition or getting older, more frail, they're starting to have some concerns. And they don't want to be, quote, put away. So people become more fearful when in those kinds of situations. And you have to kind of address that. The best way to do this is to provide a specific example and make sure that they know your point of view. When we get stuck in the middle of our own kind of maybe a little feeling bad for myself, I fell, I'm grandpa, I fell. It's hard to see what you are seeing. I call that, you aren't able to see the forest through the trees. The next mistake I often see people make at this point is that they tell grandpa what they feel, what they saw, what happened. They stick to the facts, but then they forget to listen. Listening is so important here. And not just letting him rant, I don't need that, I'm fine. But let him, like, give him perspective. If he gives you the rah, 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 you just ask him, Grandpa, I bet this is really scary. Like, you've been able to take care of yourself this whole time. And so actively listening and validating what he is feeling is going to help a great deal. It doesn't mean that you can't still, that you still don't have to address everything happening, but it means that you're going to have to be mindful. You can explore alternatives. There can be some at times. What I have often found is that this is the point when the guilt comes to play. Well, can you come and be with me some? And in some situations, this is a viable option for a while. Most people cannot be someone's sole caregiver forever. It's not fair to either party, and it can be detrimental to the overall well-being of both parties involved. Everyone who is a caregiver needs support besides one individual. If you're struggling to have this conversation with your loved one, then include other family members, which is a great thing, and professionals. Do keep in mind, other family members are going through their own emotional states of their loved one, as well as their own set of guilt about not being able to care for someone. If the family members cannot be a unified front, it is detrimental to this decision-making process. Lastly, when you finally make that final decision that it's time for care, get support and assistance by an expert. The first time you're going through this, you're going to need someone who's done this journey before. There's geriatric care managers, referral agencies. Ours is a very unique one. We do both placement, caregiving support. We actually connect people with agencies. We don't have an agency. And we also have geriatric care management, which are the three levels of care out there. So you're really in a unique situation with us, but it doesn't have to be with us. Find that for your area or reach out to us and we'll plug you in with the closest us in the area. Our services are separated in most companies. There is no combo quite like ours. And then lastly, be patient and persistent. It's unlikely that they immediately agree to whatever you talk about. So just ask them to be open, to listen, and we'll slowly move forward to the next step. That's the secret sauce. Yeah, I know you don't want to do this, but let's just look at the next step right now and see what that looks like. And then, again, always making sure that everyone's in a united front. That's going to go a long way. My name's Lisa Doyle, and on our next topic of discussion, we're going to talk about caregiver burnout and how you can help yourself from not having it. I look forward to the next talk with you. And remember, this is I Don't Need That Yet for a reason. Most of the care, most of the placement needs to next levels of care, most people lack the insight at the time that they need it within the time that they need it. And that is why I created this podcast and our pre-planning training series called I Don't Need That Yet. If you would like to become an expert on getting your loved one at home and caring for them, you can take our skilled transitions class that does come with the book. And we have scheduled sometimes some in virtual and some in person. If you would like to take that, you can sign up by following our links. And then also, if you are curious about finding out what you could do to plan ahead, you can take our pre-planners course. That's for the I don't need that yet crowd. But that way you're ready. And you know, best way to prevent something from happening is to plan ahead. Look forward to talking to you next time. As always, stay safe, stay beautiful, and stay kind. Whether you're a caregiver, a family member, or simply curious about aging and care, I Don't Need That Yet is the podcast for you, where you can be informed, uplifted, and empowered. Subscribe to I Don't Need That Yet on your favorite podcast platform and join us on this journey of care and caregiving today.